Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 83 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Kinsey Thompson.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
A road in Menifee County is closed due to a major rock slide.
The Rowan County Public Library is hosting several events as part of their summer reading program.
A new report shows the poverty level for Kentucky children has lowered.
An inmate release program at the Pike County Detention Center is running smoothly.
In sports, the Reds kick off a three-game series tonight.
Taking a look at your region's weather. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms. A few storms may be severe, lows around at 68 degrees. Chance of rain at 60%. On Tuesday, thunderstorms likely, highs around 78 degrees. Chance of rain at 80%. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, mainly before midnight. Lows around 67, chance of rain at 50%. And on Wednesday, mixed clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 83, chance of rain at 40%.
A highway in Menifee County is shut down as a rock slide has blocked both lanes. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet says the rock slide happened on Kentucky Route 1274. Department of Highways District 20 spokesman H.B. Elkins says crews are optimistic about getting the road open again quickly.
They are thinking that they can get that cleared up and open to traffic, get the rocks off the road and get it open to traffic later this evening. Originally, I thought it might be multiple, might take a couple of days, but once they got over there and got a good look at it, they figured out that they could probably get it off the road today.
Drivers traveling to and from Frenchburg and Moorhead now need to take Kentucky Routes 36, Kentucky Route 211, and U.S. 60 through Salt Lick and Farmers.
The temporary closure of U.S. 60 in Rowan County this week for a Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Highway Safety Improvement Project has been rescheduled for Friday due to weather. The Moorhead News reports beginning at 6 a.m., contractors will close U.S. 60 just west of Lakeside Christian Academy to trench across the roadway and install a new drainage system underneath it. The road will remain closed to all traffic for at least 12 hours or until work is complete. During the closure, motorists should seek alternate routes. Through traffic may detour using KY-180, I-64, and Kentucky 32 through Moorhead or other routes. The work is part of a KYTC Highway Safety Improvement Project that will create left and right turn lanes at the school. Work is being done under a nearly $620,000 contract. Road work schedules are subject to change depending on weather conditions. Motorists are asked to heed all warning signs, slow down in work zones, and remain aware of workers and construction equipment when traveling.
The Rowan County Public Library is hosting a variety of events during its summer reading program this summer. On Thursday, June 20th at 6 p.m., they will host Cambo the Clown. Cambo's performance will feature his popular balloon animals. Monday, June 24th, the Genealogy Club will have a seminar on old photos. Shane Dyer says that the club is a great way for people to learn and share their history.
The things that we do around here are more local genealogy for, you know, you can kind of come and, like, discover things that, like, maybe your family is connected to or something like that. But it's really cool because you don't have to have any prior experience for genealogy whatsoever. You can come in and anyone can really enjoy it.
The event will take place at 6 p.m. The library will also be setting up two of their own escape rooms for Thursday, June 27th at 6 for teens ages 13 to 18. Groups of five will be challenged to escape the room in 30 minutes or less. Dyer says he hopes the summer reading program will encourage people to visit the library over the summer. More information about upcoming events can be found at rowancountylibrary.org/summer-reading.
A new report by the Annie E. Casey Foundation ranks Kentucky 34th in the nation in child well-being. This is an improvement over previous years. 31% of children live in households where no parent has a full-time, year-round job, but the report indicates that percentage is decreasing. Dr. Terry Brooks says that life for children living in these households is not conveyed by statistics.
That's moms and dads who are working three jobs, all part-time, all minimum wage, all without benefits. And that takes not just an economic toll, it takes a family toll, because it means that those little boys and little girls, when they're coming home from school, probably are coming home to an empty house.
However, children's health coverage in Kentucky is higher than the national average.
The Annie E. Casey Foundation's 2019 Kids Count data book ranks Ohio 27th among states in overall child well-being, an improvement over the past several years. Child poverty has lessened, however, it's still slightly higher in Ohio than the national average. And Tracy Nahara with the Children's Defense Fund in Ohio says twice as many African American, American Indian, and Latino children live in low-income households than do white kids.
Ohio's future generation is its most diverse yet. And it's important that we direct our attention to the areas where we have not seen equitable improvements across child well-being indicators by race and ethnicity. Pushing for policies that level the playing field for all Ohio children is really important.
She explains policies that support a parent's education and employment can have a positive impact on a child's long-term educational outcome. However, the report found that in Ohio, nearly three times more Latino children and almost two times more black children have parents who lack a high school degree compared to that of white children.
The Lewis County Fiscal Court has been awarded $355,000 in discretionary funds for resurfacing work on 8 miles of roadway. The roads being repaired were specifically requested by the judge executive and are classified currently as the worst roads in the county. Naitore Ejibinu is the executive director of the Office of Public Affairs for the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. She says the funds will be put to good use.
The discretionary funds will pay for resurfacing work on 5 county roads: Old Trace Creek, Rock Run, Manly Hollow, Fly Branch, and McDowell Creek.
A start date for the project has not yet been set.
This spring, renewable sources for a time generated more U.S. electricity than coal, according to federal figures in West Virginia. Last April, renewables put more power into the nation's grid than coal-fired plants for the first time recorded by the Energy Information Administration. House Delegate Evan Hansen says wind and solar have been booming for years. He says he and others proposed bills in the last legislative session that would have cleared the way for several kinds of solar projects at no cost to taxpayers.
But instead, there were giveaways to the coal industry, and one of those giveaways was a $60 million a year severance tax break on steam coal with the promise of possibly creating 100 jobs. $600,000 spent on each job.
One bill sponsored by Hansen was the so-called Modern Jobs Act. It would have allowed large energy consumers to buy solar power from a large solar array put on a former mine site. The bill died in committee without leaving the House.
The inmate release program at the Pike County Detention Center is proving to be successful. More than 25% of inmates are active in the voluntary work release program. Pike County Jailer Brian Morris tells Mountaintop Media the program is helping prepare those participating in the program for life outside the jail when they are released.
I think you're giving the inmate every tool that they need when they get out to be successful in life.
The program is voluntary and open to inmates charged or convicted of nonviolent and non-sexual crimes.
Vandals hit a construction zone in Pike County, causing a dangerous situation for motorists. WMKY's Lacia Hindenburg has more.
EKBTV reports traffic control barrels were run over and displaced, and signs were stolen in a construction zone on US 23 south of Pikeville on Monday morning. Keith Coleman, signal crew superintendent, says in his 22 years working with signs and signals at District 12, he has never seen anything this bad. Coleman says that every sign the vandals could get was stolen, every barrel and cone was run over or knocked over, and the signs that couldn't be taken were run over. Crews are working to replace the signs and barrels, but motorists need to use caution as crews work to replace damages. For WMKY News, I'm Lacia Henneberg.
The neighbor convicted of attacking U.S. Senator Rand Paul has sold his home next door to the senator. Rene Boucher pleaded guilty last year to assaulting Paul. Paul also won a civil verdict against Boucher for more than $582,000 in January. Court records in the civil case show Boucher sold his Bowling Green home in May and delivered the proceeds of the sale, about $482,000, to the court. The records say the money will be held in an account until the civil proceedings are resolved. Paul testified during a 3-day trial this year that he feared for his life after Boucher, an anesthesiologist, slammed into him in their upscale neighborhood in late 2017. The jury awarded $375,000 in punitive damages and $200,000 for pain and suffering, plus more than $7,800 for medical expenses.
Police are investigating after a man was found shot outside a Lexington Lyric Theater early Monday morning. Police tell WKYT someone was walking by the bus stop when they found the man. That person called 911 but left the scene before crews arrived. Officials say the man was shot once in the face, chest, and ribs. He is stable and expected to survive. There are no suspects at this time. Taking a look at the sports for tonight, The Cincinnati Reds are set to begin a 3-game series with the Astros this evening. Cincy is coming off an 11-3 win over the Rangers yesterday, in which right fielder Jesse Winkler set a personal best 5 RBIs. Winkler spoke with Reds.com after the game, saying the team's momentum is picking up.
We're not too far out of it. We're in it. We're a good team, and I think we're going to click on all cylinders here shortly. And when that happens, look out. You know, I think it's going to be really fun here. You know, the city's getting excited. You know, they want us to go, and I think we're close. So we just got to keep going. Our pitchers have been unbelievable all year, and we need to help them out. So I think it's going to come, and I think we just need to keep working and keep grinding it out.
Game time in Cincinnati is set for 7:10 this evening. We'll have a look at stocks in the Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University, offering a weekly summer camp program for children ages 5 through 12. Open to the community May 20th through August 2nd, an inclusive, fun, and active camp program run by certified counselors. Space is limited. More information by calling Zach Martin at 783-5284 or online at moreheadstate.edu/recreation.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose slightly as investors looked ahead to a crucial Federal Reserve meeting this week, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 22.92 at 26,112.53. The S&P 500 was up 2.68 at 2889.67, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 48.36 with strengthened technology stocks showing, as the NASDAQ finished at 7845.02. And within the NASDAQ, Facebook and Netflix both climbed over 3%, while Amazon advanced 1%, as Big Tech was particularly strong today. The Fed is scheduled to start a 2-day monetary policy meeting tomorrow. Expectations for any policy changes are low for this month's meeting, but investors will look for clues about potential rate cuts in July and later in 2019. And investors are betting on the Fed cutting rates in July and September, as well as possibly December, according to the CME Group. The market has been clamoring for lower rates amid indications of potentially slower economic growth. And, of course, in theory, lower rates would boost economic growth. The GDP, or I should say the U.S. economy, is now expected to grow by 2.1% in the second quarter, according to the Atlanta Federal Reserve's GDP Now tracking tool. Lingering trade tensions are also dampening the economic outlook on Wall Street. China and the U.S. have yet to strike a trade deal, and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said today that President Trump is, quote, perfectly happy to slap further tariffs on Chinese imports if the two countries cannot reach a deal. Disney shares slipped 0.6% after an analyst at Imperial Capital downgraded the stock to in line from outperform, citing the stock's record valuation. And shares of auction house Sotheby's shot up nearly 60% on news that it will be bought for $3.7 billion by Bidfair USA, a company which is owned by telecom businessman Patrick Drahi. Also, Array BioPharma shares surged nearly 60% after the company was acquired by Pfizer for $10.6 billion. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.1% at $51.94 a barrel. Gold was down $1.30 at $1,343.20 an ounce. And looking now at stocks of local interest, it was Dollar General up 17 cents at $135.86. U.S. Bancorp down $1.12 at $51.50. Marathon Petroleum up 75 cents at $48.71. UPS down 22 cents at $101.40. And Yum Brands was down 66 cents to finish at $109.13. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke at the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Kenzie Thompson. Now back to All Things Considered.